This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to the Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Cooper of HL Commercial and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia question for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tanbella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is history. Nam, we're going to get right into it with you. You got a deal of the week for us.
Yeah. Well, hello there, everyone. Deal of the week. So this week we had a borrower approach us who purchased a home last year, August of last year. And it was interesting because they purchased it and did seller financing. The sellers provided the loan for them, but the sellers had also were also rehabbers. They purchased the property, did some work to it, and then put it on the market. So it's a little complex, but essentially what happened was after a month into the property, into ownership, these new borrowers saw some damage. There were some plumbing and issues with the plumbing. And so they were trying to work it out with the sellers because there were some major issues going on.
Like non-disclosure type things?
Either faulty work.
Gotcha.
I think it was faulty work. And they couldn't resolve it, so they had to go into litigation against each other. And they're trying to do it amicably, and it was actually, but they didn't make payments the whole time.
Oh, nice.
So what happened was they settled. In the settlement, the borrowers weren't flagged for non-payment. It was just they weren't, you know, there's no foreclosure process or anything. They just didn't make the payments. But what happens now is in June of this year, they tried to get a conventional loan. Because as part of the settlement, they had to pay the that first off, that seller financing. And a conventional lender said, you know what? You haven't made payments. Settlement aside, you haven't made payments, so we can't make a loan. That's a glitch.
Which kind of makes sense because the bank's looking and going, well, if you're not going to pay that guy, how do we know you're going to pay us?
Right. Yeah. But we looked at the story.
Yeah.
So we look and say, okay, well, it is in writing that there's a settlement. And the sellers did not start any foreclosure proceedings or file any notices. Yeah. So we would do that loan all day long.
What was the LTV?
Low. It was somewhere in the 50s, 60s or something.
Sounds
like that.
Good.
So anyway, we looked at the loan and we're in the process of putting it together for them. So good. I thought that was interesting.
What are you charging the borrower?
I think we're charging somewhere in the 9%
range. With a couple of points?
Yep.
Type of thing?
Yeah. And they'll be able to refinance. It was referred to us by a lender.
Yeah, because eventually, when they're paying you off, they'll have a good history of showing that they've made payments. And
right.
They're decent people.
Yep.
So exactly. The conventional lender said, no thanks, because your payment history, that's where you came in. And now when they establish that credit history, then they can go conventional.
Exactly.
Again. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Nice.
I mean, so that's a pretty darn good deal for you, the lender.
Right.
And then is that going in your fund?
If once it closes, then we are looking at it for our fund.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And so the fund will earn the 9.something% interest, which is why you have the fund to begin with.
Yeah. And that borrower, if they pay back sooner, great. No problem. We don't have a prepayment penalty on that loan. So
very good. And it's owner occupied, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, right, the Pacific Private Money is one of the few lenders, private lenders, who will do owner occupied financing. Because we've had Mark on the show from the president, and you know, he's mentioned to us that a lot of lenders, they don't want to go jumping through all the hoops to be owner-occupied lenders.
Right, a lot of private lenders.
Yeah, a lot of private lenders.
Because it's more disclosure requirements, more resources required to close it, more expertise, so which we have.
Yeah.
So
very good. I like that. So if just... For ducks here, if there's people out there who have that same kind of situation and they want to know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, they can call our office. It's 415-883-2150. Or they can go online at www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
Okay. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to cut to a quick little break. When we come back, I want to ask Mark a question here that came in, an email that says, why don't other agents, buyers, and sellers take contract timeline, seriously? Which
I love that one. Yeah.
That'll be an interesting one. We want to hear from the expert, Mark Cooper of HL Commercial, as to why timelines are not taken seriously. Oh, yeah, just extend. Sure. No problem, right? Yeah, not always. Okay. First commercial break here. Trivia question is history. The 16th Amendment, constitutional amendment, enacted in 1913, allowed the U.S. federal government to do what? The first caller with the correct answer will win that free Tanbella tanning certificate, which is actually good for some worthwhile tanning services. So you have to call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. The first correct answer will win the tanning certificate. Here's the question again. The 16th Constitutional Amendment, so the 16th Amendment, enacted in 1913, allowed the U.S. federal government to do what? And before we take our break, we do want to make a little mention here. If you don't have any plans for Labor Day weekend, why not spend it at the Lighthouse Resort and Marina? And although all the cabins have been reserved, they still have campsites available for tents and RVs. Get this, for only $99 for a 3-day, 2-night package. And usually, because it's a private resort, you're not allowed on at all. And then a lot of times, you know, they're so bit booked up that they don't have any space available. But they said, well, you know what, Edward, go ahead and throw this on the show and see if anyone is willing to pay $99 for a 3-day, 2-night package. I mean, that's even cheaper than KOA or the other campsites.
Yeah, so that's like a great deal.
That's a really good deal. So $99 for 3-day, 2-night package. And they have a luau, too. $10 a person. Not bad. Call 916-777-5511 for more details on that. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to grow their portfolios. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned as much as 7.5% with secured Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's secured Bay Area mortgage-backed investments where you choose the Bay Area property. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote potential annual yields of 7.5% or more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of Bay Area residents who've made millions with Pacific Private Money. A potential 7.5% return secured by Bay Area real estate is worth the call to Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for family travel or a quick weekend getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge. The world-class resort features stunningly appointed hotel rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa with an array of relaxing treatments. In addition to health and wellness classes, you can play golf, tennis, or enjoy one of the many hiking trails the area has to offer. Taking care of their little guests is a top priority, offering a kids program along with a family-friendly pool featuring the only sandy beach in the valley. Non-stop flights are available from San Francisco to Palm Springs, so be sure to book your Renaissance Indian Wells Oasis Getaway today. Call 760-773-4444. Once again, that's 760-773-4444. Or go to Marriott.com and check out the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa in Indian Wells, California, for some great deals.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150, or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Cooper and Nam Phan. The first trivia question we asked was, the 16th Amendment, enacted in 1913, allowed the U.S. federal government to do what?
Beats me.
Okay, I'd like this to be real estate related. So I'm going to say, you're shaking your head already, I'm going to say it was the precursor to adverse possession. Oh, not, no. but the
central banking.
It allowed them to tax personal income. Basically, that was the income tax.
Amendment,
1913.
That's a nerd.
And apparently, it didn't get ratified. So there's a lot of people out there saying you don't have to pay their taxes. Not exactly true.
Yeah,
nerd trivia.
Yeah, that's definitely a nerd trivia.
Maybe all trivia is nerd trivia.
It is. Okay,
nerd
so
trivia.
Mark Cooper from HL Commercial, who is quite an expert in commercial real estate. Question comes in. Why don't other agents, buyers, and sellers, boy, this person wants to know why everyone, they don't take contract timelines seriously?
Wow. That's a great question. And I would say that first of all, a contract is going to lay out the terms and conditions when the parties are going to buy and sell something, essentially. And the whole point of that is to have deadlines that everyone can agree on and you can follow, contingency removals. And typically when I write a contract, we look at two or three different timelines, and believe it or not, we put a preliminary title contingency into our contract. So that's a separate contingency that we have to approve the prelim. And we'll also go in and check all the ancillary documents. We'll click on the links and see what things are going on there with that. But I've seen lately, I would say probably about a third of the agents, some agents that aren't commercially inclined, residential agents that are kind of dipping their toe in the business, they just act like the deadline never happened. Act like, oh, it's the bank's fault because we didn't even order the appraisal yet. How can we remove that contingency? Or another thing that we're seeing out there is that until the full loan package is in, the appraisal isn't ordered, and the bank's appraiser is three weeks tied up. Another thing are the inspectors. We call these inspectors out here, and they go, a guy I love in Marin, Larry Hoyt, he's booked out 3 or 4 weeks for inspections. Well, how does that help me when I have a 30-day close and I'm trying to inspect the property?
And aren't you technically out of contract?
Well, you're out of contract if the deadline passes. And I would say that a savvy buyer or agent, the second that it looks like something's not going to pass, an addendum will be drafted to say, we need more time. We need more time. And, typically when I'm representing a buyer and our contingency is coming, we'll have one. You got one time to ask for a credit. And that's for if something's discovered that you didn't know about when you first made the offer, you discover that. And when you're ready to remove all those contingencies, that's when you come in and say, hey, Edward, this place needs a new roof. You told me it was fine. Here's a quote. It's $25,000. A reduction of price of $25,000. I will now remove all my contingencies and we're definitely buying the property. Okay. So we'll have one time to go in and ask for a credit or something like that. But I want to do that several days before my inspection contingency is up. I'd probably like 3 or 4 days before that and say, hey, I'm ready to remove my contingency. In fact, I'll draft an addendum that says, buyer removes all contingencies subject to a price adjustment to X or credit of X. I do that several days in advance. Now, if you wait till the very last day to ask for your credit, the seller could just ignore it, and then the buyer's out of contract.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then you get back to the notice perform. And then depending on the contract, you've got 2 or 3 days to either do what you'd say you were going to do and purchase the property under the terms. On the next segment, I'm going to talk about one that just kind of popped up that was even weirder than missing a deadline. But I don't want to take the whole segment here. So that'll be a little bit of a cliffhanger.
But
I would say good agents, good buyers and sellers communicate all during the process. And if it looks like you're going to miss a deadline, do an amendment to the contract, because the last thing you want to do is be out of contract in limbo. I'm seeing a lot of narrative in addendums. And what I mean by a narrative is someone will come back and say, buyer needs 3 more weeks. Buyer is traveling. Appraiser is booked. And it's like, and we're scared because of the cracks in the foundation. Okay. So now if all of that's in the addendum, the bank is going to see all the contracts. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you say we're worried about the cracks in the foundation and we want to get an engineer to give us a second opinion,
right.
the banker is going to come back and say, now in addendum number two, you mentioned the cracks in the foundation. Do we have the engineer's report? Do we have an estimate for that? If that addendum said we need 3 more weeks for our inspection contingency and it didn't mention the reasons and that was in an email or a conversation, then that's what the bank and the lender is going to see and all of the underwriters and the adjusters and everything.
Ergo, smart to have a smart commercial real estate agent on your side.
Right. Or you ask for a big credit and you don't get it and that's in the addendum and then the bank sees that. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, where's addendum number two? Oh, that's the big credit we asked for the new foundation.
Pay no attention to page number two.
Don't worry about that.
Because the addendums are sequential, right? So, and the cliffhanger was even worse than missing a deadline, and we'll get to that in the next segment, so I'll keep that one for you.
I have a quick question. So on the residential side, appraisals are taking a long time. Is that the same case? Just shortage of appraisals, or they're just booked up?
So the funny thing here is that I do leasing and sales in Marin and Sonoma County, and my listings typically buyers are going either the 1031 exchanging with all cash, or they're doing a loan, oftentimes an SBA loan, 10% down, two banks and one appraisal, and everybody is booked up. And when I see an offer come in that says I'm going to close in 30 days, and they've got anything but a cash close. I will often counter back and say, you cannot do an SBA loan with the federal government and close in 30 days. It's impossible. Yeah. If you want me to accept this offer, we're going to be out of contract and you're going to be asking for more time. So, but the appraisers are. I mean, to answer your question, on commercial, the appraisers are booked up
as well.
So are
you telling them to just automatically make it 60 days or?
Well, my first question is, it cash? And as soon as it's not cash, if I'm representing the buyer, I have a conversation with the lender and I say, I'm about to write an offer on this property. Can you how soon can you close? How long is the appraisal going to take? Because I'd rather do that before I write the offer than run around and do that. And luckily, I have relationships with Paul Simmons, First Federal is one, great lender. So we've got relationships with the banks who can quickly give me an answer. And they say, you know, finances and everything else being in place, I can definitely fund this deal and I can turn it around and such and such. Please give me 40 days for the loan, and we'll close in 45 days or something like that.
How do people get hold of you?
Cell phone is great, 415-608-1036, or my email is mark, M-A-R-K, at hlcre.com. I like to say, hungry lion crosses river easily.
I remember
I won't forget.
I like that. Okay, second trivia question. Which U.S. state was the first to secede from the Union in 1860? So we're talking the Civil War. Not yet. Call 888-912-1190. First caller with the correct answer wins that free tanning certificate. Which U.S. state was the first to secede from the Union in 1860? And don't touch that dial because you're listening to The Best of Investing, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
There are 1,825 days in the first 5 years of a child's life. In each critical moment lies the potential to profoundly impact a deaf or hard of hearing child's ability to listen, speak, and learn. Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Weingarten Children's Center, based in Redwood City, brings passionate educators and therapists together with the latest technology and comprehensive parent training to help children with hearing loss learn to listen, speak, and thrive in our hearing world. The Weingarten Children's Center, Redwood City.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Cooper and Nam Phan. Second trivia question was, which U.S. state was the first to secede from the Union in 1860?
I'm going with Texas.
Nope.
Georgia?
Nope. You remember Fort Sumter? When they bombed Fort Sumter? That's South Carolina.
South Carolina. Mm.
You act like you knew the answer to that.
I did. I had it right in front of me. Okay. Well, like I always say, 6 years of high school get me a lot of places.
go a long way.
Make a quick mention here. So, every year, the Weingarten Children's Festival Center, has a big gala at the Hyatt Santa Clara, and they have this awesome event, black tie optional, and it's to benefit the kids who they teach who have learning disabilities due to the hearing. And it's actually a very, very nice organization. So, on September 16th, they're actually having their event. And it is a pretty worthwhile event. Tickets are like $150, but they give you a really awesome dinner. Hmm. And then they also have live auction and silent auction. So check them out at the Weingarten Children's Center, and all the information will be on there. Okay, so let's see. Mark, you had a cliffhanger for us.
Oh, the cliffhanger. Yeah, well, we were talking about missing deadlines on a contract. My brother and I are actually selling a property down in Los Angeles. Riverside, actually, when you get down to it, some land. So we found a land agent out there, interesting guy. And so an offer comes in on our vacant land, and the buyer wants to put a mobile home on the property.
Okay.
So he's gone to a mobile home sales place, and they say, hey, we will loan you the money to build the mobile home or buy it or hook it up and stuff like that. And they'll actually kind of bundle the whole package, buy the land and the mobile home all together, right? But there's a financing contingency in there for the loan that says until we actually close escrow on our deal, we can cancel at any time, like at the 11th hour, right? So we're like, okay, well, my brother lives in Montana, and he says, hey, as long as you use an escrow company that's also in Montana, we're cool. And there's probably four or five. They're, you know, First American and Old Republic and a bunch of stuff. So just last week, I called the escrow company to see how everything's going because we close tomorrow. And they say, oh, didn't you know the escrow was canceled?
Mm. What?
The escrow was canceled. And I'm like, well, what do you mean the escrow was canceled? Don't we need to consent to cancellation of the escrow? And they go, no, escrow was canceled. Better talk to your agent. So I call up my agent and they said, oh, the mobile home company didn't work with this escrow company, so they opened escrow somewhere else. And I'm like, what are you talking about here? That's cool. And that's a change of the contract because the escrow company was specified in our contract.
Yeah. Yep.
And the whole reason we did the thing about my brother being in Montana so he could walk into the office and sign and not have to run around and chase and, you know, overnight stuff and all of this. So I mean, Southern California, they do some wacky stuff too. They rewrite the entire contract.
Yeah.
They kind of reject your contract. Well, they interpret it. And then they write a whole new thing that everybody signs and they pretend like the original contract never happened. So so stay tuned to the cliffhanger, because we should be closing tomorrow on our land where they're financing the mobile home. But just yesterday, they realized I was married, so my wife had to do an interspousal quitclaim deed for me to do the sale.
That sounds a little scary.
So that, on the last minute there. But I had never heard of them switching escrow companies without consulting all of the parties.
Usually, at least they would at least tell you, hey, by the way, we're changing for X reason or Y reason.
An addendum to the contract that we all signed, maybe?
Yeah.
When you ask for more time?
And the thing is, are they asking for more time?
Yeah, well, they asked for another week, I think, and we said, no, we're not doing that. You need to close according to the contract, but we will agree to the change of the escrow company.
Okay, so you're familiar with the escrow company. You feel comfortable enough with them?
Never heard of them.
Yeah. In Southern California.
I don't mention the name.
Southern California escrow companies, escrow and title are separate.
Right.
So there are a lot of different escrow companies. Yeah.
And you go to different states, and it's like they're handled by attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah, attorney states.
And Europe, too. And,
yeah. Is that right? What they have. That makes me a little nervous. You know, not that attorneys are by nature dishonest, but mm-hmm. I'd rather deal with a company rather than a specific person.
Yeah, it could be a fly-by-night operation.
Yeah.
My dad lives in Ireland, and what they use, it's called a solicitor, which is an attorney in Ireland. And if you want to sell your property, they want a retainer. They said, okay, I'll sell your house for you. Give me $10,000 to you to apply toward my hours that I'm going to be spending on this and my marketing and my signage and everything else. And then if I need any more money, I'll let you know.
But if you end up changing your mind or you can't close?
Let's forget about even closing on the sale. They want money up front if they're going to sell the property for you.
Wow.
So that there's not – I don't believe there's a commission linked to the transaction.
Right.
Okay.
There is a fee.
Mm-hmm.
Like an attorney would do to write something. So maybe just take
a bunch of listings.
But you don't get it back if you...
I don't think so. I mean, okay. I didn't dig too deep in it, but that was my understanding there. And of course, it's called to let if something is going to go out for lease or for rent.
They say to let.
Yeah. Trailers for sailor rent.
to let.
Right. That's where I got that from. I knew there was something about that. Let's see here. Nam, we have a quick question for you here. It says, I am just starting the home buying process, but need to clear up my credit a bit. My real estate agent says I should wait until my credit improves before I jump into the market, but it sounds like maybe I could get a private loan. Is this possible? He thinks I'm 6 months out credit-wise.
But you know, before you call a private lender, I would call a bank too, conventional lender.
Sure.
Just see. I mean, you know, that's, you know, hopefully your real estate agent is giving you solid advice, but when it comes to getting a loan, certainly talk to a mortgage broker or a lender. And if they come up with the same conclusion that you might have some credit issues that need to be cleared up first, then you have that choice. You can certainly call a private lender like us and we can look at your scenario. Oftentimes, we can help you out where a conventional bank may not be able to. You know, our rates are higher, but what we found is we do have people who call us. They're, you know, typical home buyers are out looking at properties months and months before they think they're going to actually buy.
Yeah.
What happens, though, oftentimes is they come across a property that they love and they don't want to miss out on an opportunity. And in a credit situation where a conventional loan is not a possibility in the near term, then a private lenders like ourselves may be able to provide the financing. And then once their credit issue clears up, they refinance out of our loan. So short answer is call us and we can certainly look at your scenario, perhaps provide a loan for you and then refinance into a
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Again, give out your information. When we come back, I want to ask you how the fund is doing.
Sure. Number is 415-883-2150. Website is www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
Great. Okay. Third trivia question. Who was the first Secretary of the Treasury of the United States? You guys you'll know this name. 888-912-1190. We're going to send you guys back to high school to start taking history again.
I know. I need those extra 2 years like you did.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. All right. Here's the question. Who was the first Secretary of the Treasury of the United States? Right? 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial because the best of investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The best of investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Rising water bill and lawn care got you down? Call Purchase Green Artificial Grass, installers of high-quality synthetic grasses for all applications, landscaping, play and pet areas, and putting greens. Eliminate mud, bugs, weeds, mowing, water, and maintenance. Safe for kids and dogs. Call 925-603-3932 for a free estimate and check out PurchaseGreen.com for all the supplies you need for a do-it-yourself project or professional install. Enjoy a soft, lush green lawn 24/7 for decades. Purchase Green, 925-603-3932.
Do you have plans for Labor Day weekend? If not, why not spend it at the Lighthouse Resort and Marina? Although all the cabins have been reserved, they still have campsites available for tents and RVs for only $99 for a three-day, two-night package, and you can still enjoy all the resort has to offer. Swimming, fishing, basketball, clubhouse, and a luau for only $10 per person. Call the resort at 916-777-5511 for details, and let them know you heard this special on the radio. That's only $99 for 3 days, two nights for Labor Day weekend. Call 916-777-5511 to reserve your spot, as they are filling up quickly at the Lighthouse Resort and Marina.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Cooper and Nam Phan. Let's see. Trivia question number three was, who was the first Secretary of the Treasury of the United States? Come on, guys.
I'm so bad.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, he was the first postmaster. What's the big play that's out nowadays?
Oh,
Hamilton. There you go.
Oh, and in fact, I saw Hamilton and they mentioned that. But
forgot about that. All right. So I want to make a mention here for the Renaissance Indian Wells is a desert oasis for family travel or quick getaway in the Coachella Valley. Mm. And they take care of their little guests if you want, because they have a kids program. But they also have hiking trails, health and wellness classes, play golf, tennis, anything out there. Sounds good. And they also have nonstop flights from SFO to Palm Springs. So book your Renaissance Indian Wells Oasis getaway today. Call 760-773-4444 or go to Marriott.com and check out the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa in Indian Wells, California for some great deals. All right. So Nam, we said before the break, we wanted to find out, how is the fund doing? Explain what the fund is.
Yeah. So the fund, it's a mortgage pool fund. It's made up of loans that we make to borrowers throughout California. We fund through a network of high net worth investors. We have about 125 now. We almost reached a milestone this month, so we are just shy of $30 million in funds.
Okay,
funds deployed. Big milestone, yeah. For us, but we're currently paying between 7.5% and 8%. So okay. Investors who are interested must be accredited, but if they're interested in learning about the fund or investing, they should certainly call into the office.
Okay, and so explain how you're able to pay that high rate of return.
Yeah, so as private lenders, you know, we make loans on real estate to borrowers, and the rates are typically, you know, high nines or so, nine or 10%. We share some of that rate with our investors.
The points you share
some
with
of the
them.
Points.
Yeah. Rates so they get the entire 9%. Or whatever, they get the entire...
Less management fee.
Less than management
so the
fee,
net.
Yeah. So the net is still
7.5% to 8%.
Yeah. Any fee to get in or any fee to get out?
Nope.
So a true no-load fund.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is there some timing if I said, oh my God, Nam, I need my money?
Yeah, great question. So a couple of requirements. You have to be accredited, so $1 million net worth outside of your primary residence, $50,000 minimum investment.
Okay.
There's a minimum time period, so 12-month lockup. Mm. Okay. That investors should keep their funds in for 12 months.
Okay.
After that, then it's on a first come, first serve basis. So, Mark, if you wanted to get your funds out, you would contact us, and we would try to redeem you. Typically, it takes about 2 weeks. We say, you know, we want 30 days, just because we have to have liquidity. So a loan pays off, another investor comes in, or maybe we sell a note out of the fund to create that liquidity. to pay off or to redeem.
And you have had redemptions.
Yeah, very few though.
Yeah.
People have been happy with the returns.
Yeah, okay. But when people have said, hey, for whatever reason, I need my money out, it's taken only about 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's primarily because a lot of those loans you have are short term. Nobody really wants to keep a 9% rate if they can refinance with a bank. So
yeah, and if anything, we've had more people just add to their investment. And, you know, the scenarios where people redeem, somebody's daughter was getting married, so they wanted to take some funds out, or somebody just wanted to pay off their house. Oh. So they asked for redemption. And, you know, give us as much time as possible. It really is the answer.
Yeah, sure.
But on average, it's been like 2 to 4 weeks.
Well, I remember talking to this one guy, because I remember hearing about the part about if a loan pays off, you don't put another loan back in unless you've satisfied everybody who wants to get out.
Correct.
And sure enough, he goes, well, I want to see that in writing. I said, well, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So sure enough, looking into this prospectus, it does say it in there.
Yeah, I think it was page 11 of our private placement memorandum.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just a best efforts. It's in writing that they have to do that. So either new money coming in from an investor, you know, money comes in, they have to deploy it somewhere, or if a loan pays off, or in this case, you said also you can sell loans. Because nowadays with that crowdfunding, there's a big platform of being able to sell notes.
Right. So investors are, you know, there are investors out there who want to own the, you know, note on a specific property.
Which is kind of funny because in the quote old days, they kept talking about this investment type being, oh, it's too illiquid. But nowadays, there's a lot of liquidity coming up, availability for these types because of all the crowdfunding platforms and all that, and you can just kind of put it on a bulletin board, so to speak, and there are people who are willing to buy it.
Yeah, and I would say it's really in its infancy.
Yeah,
marketplace lending, crowdfunding. I mean, mm-hmm. there's just a growing number of companies doing it. There's just a lot more available to investors to look at based on their, you know, investment preferences.
Okay. So any investors out there who are accredited, who are looking for a rate of return of around 7.5% to 8%, they can just go to the Pacific Private Money website.
Yeah. They can go to pacificprivatemoney.com. They can call 415-883-2150. Also, I want to mention our next fund event. They can come to an event. Typically, they've been held at our office, or for those who live out of state, we have a webinar. But we actually have one coming up in the South Bay in Mountain View on September 28th. So next month. It's on a Thursday in Mountain View. It's at Scratch Restaurant, which is downtown Mountain View, from 7 to 9 p.m. So if you want to come, space is limited. So call into the office, 415-883-2150, and Bianca will be answering the phone. Okay. She can get your information and add you to our list.
Yeah, because usually the events are held in Novato, and there are a lot of people who listen to the show in the South Bay. We have a lot of San Jose listeners. So
we do.
Mountain View is very close.
So we just promoted it, this event, on Monday, and we already have, I think, 10 people who've RSVP'd. Okay. So.
How many attendees can you have in that
About
event?
30. So contact us soon, because with 10 already after the first week, we're 6 weeks out still, or 5 weeks, it should fill up pretty quickly.
Is Bianca going to cater this one?
No, it's at a restaurant. They probably won't let her.
They won't let her. If you ever get a chance to go to the Novato ones, Bianca does a fabulous job catering.
Yeah,
I always show up just to eat. You know,
I was in the neighborhood. I just thought I'd pop in.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what's going on here? Oh, we got food. Sounds good. Sounds good. It's funny. I remember hearing one guy mention about how one of the reasons he didn't like these kind of mortgage funds is because you never know like what's in the fund.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys actually do publish. Like, if people want to know exactly where the money is getting deployed, and they can verify it.
Yep.
Because the one funny thing I thought was this guy, you know, basically it said, well, you know, you don't really know if they have that stuff. You know, like, in other words, they said, yeah, we have a $1 million loan on a property in Tiburon. Well, how do you know? Well, actually, you can pull a preliminary title report and see that they do have a loan, right? And then I'm thinking, when I invest in a Vanguard, and I'm just picking on Vanguard just because everyone knows the name Vanguard or Franklin or whatever mutual fund, right? When I invest in a Vanguard mutual fund and they say they own 1,000 shares of IBM, how do I know they own 1,000 shares of IBM? I mean, am I going to go to the registrar's office? I mean, I'm pretty sure that when they tell me that I've invested $100,000 in some Vanguard mutual fund, I'm pretty sure that, you know, the SEC would be very unhappy if they really didn't own the 1,000 shares, right? But you guys are also regulated, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. We're a Reg D fund, so it's regulated by the SEC.
Okay, and you guys get audited financials and all that fun stuff?
Yep, yep. Yeah. Third-party audited financials.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, when we come back, Mark, I know you've got some good real estate stuff to share with us.
Always.
Because you're quite the real estate broker. In fact, when I go to these broker meetings, and I remember kind of looking over the audience of all the brokers, and there's usually about 80 of them at those Wednesday meetings. I was looking for a good real estate broker to be a co-host on the show, and the guy who was the smartest and the most magnanimous happened to be Mark
busy.
Cooper.
No, I'm saying he was busy.
Right.
In fact, he was so busy, he barely could have time for us on the show.
No, I thought you were going to say, so you talked to somebody else, that guy was busy.
Yeah,
then
that's
you got
right. He was busy,
right?
So we got you instead. Mark Cooper of HL Commercial. Okay. We come back. We're going to share some more real estate news with you. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will come right back with some closing comments also.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Cooper and Nam Phan. So, Mark Cooper, real estate broker extraordinaire, we like to call you. What's going on out there in the real estate market?
So, some interesting things are happening because people are going, what's the market like? And I would say, like, 4 or 5 years ago, I had a lot of warehouses for sale in San Rafael. I probably had about 8 of them, anywhere from 1,000 square feet on up to about 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
And I couldn't give them away. Those warehouses were, nobody wanted them. Because of the economy, folks had moved back into their house, and they had their pickup truck in their yard, and they let everybody go. A general contractor would become a handyman or something like that.
Yeah.
And nobody had any use for any warehouses. So I had a bunch of warehouses, and they sat, and eventually things started picking up a little bit, and warehouses were going for about $1 a foot for lease, and maybe about $250 per square foot on a sale. So
that's still pretty good.
Yes, $1,000 a month rent, or $250,000 for a warehouse.
And then suddenly Amazon took over everything.
And you know what is that? Everything started picking up. It became really hip to have a man cave, and you put your cars and your pool table in there, and stuff like that. It also became very hip to have a office inside of a warehouse. Why work in a stuffy office when you can work in a warehouse
in
space?
A hot warehouse?
Yeah, you can work in a warehouse space. So the warehouses, I mean, warehouses now are like hotcakes. I got waiting lists for warehouses, and retail is super hot too. Retail spaces for sale or lease. Another thing that I'm seeing, which used to happen, I mean, which has always kind of happened in real estate, is you bring out something for sale, an agent will bring a prospect through to buy it, and of course they look at me and they say, "When are you looking at offers?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never heard that question before because usually I'd be like, as soon as you give it to me. But now I just play it really cool and I'm like, well, next Friday, as a matter of fact, we're going to give everybody a chance to get all the offers in. And so that's what we're seeing now is properties are coming up on the market, and I want to talk about what I'm working on right now, but I want to get that into contract first, and then we'll talk about it next. But properties are coming on the market, and I have a couple clients. One of my favorite clients is all cash, full price, get into contract, and we're going to close, and I'm going to buy this property. And so I have been writing offers right and left, all cash, full price, quick close, and I still don't get these properties.
Really?
It's amazing.
Is someone just outbidding you?
I'm getting zero to no due diligence. So counter offer, typically I'll say 21-day due diligence, 30-day close. Okay. Mm-hmm. And these are properties probably $5 to $10 million things in Marin.
Okay.
I'm getting beat out by PFI. Lewis and Kenna, love you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting beat out by PFI because they'll get something in a contract quicker.
Yeah.
And
it just they have so much investor money that they can just...
They've got investor money and people know their buyers. Yeah. So if something comes out that's hot, they approach Ken and Lewis and say, hey, I've got this building in, Terra Linda, and here's the deal and these are the numbers, and they get it. And the agents are smart, so they go to the people that are active. So I've been writing, I probably wrote 4 or 5 all cash full price offers and still didn't get the properties because other people are coming in with either 7-day inspection, 10-day close, all cash.
I mean, at some point, a purchase price is worth no contingency unless you can just tell that the thing's going to fall down.
Well, I want to see the inside of it.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, you're asking for too much.
Yeah. I want to see the inside of the property. So for the first time ever, I'm seeing multiple offers. I'm seeing backup offers. I'm seeing, just crazy craziness out there. And we're talking about triple net office buildings, single tenant. We're looking at apartment buildings, 12 or more units. And it's just really tough out there. So if you've ever thought about selling your buildings in Marin County, I'd love to talk to you because I've got buyers. Okay. And the time is now.
Give your information one more time.
Cell phone, 415-608-1036. My email, mark@hlcre.com. Let's sell your Marin County real estate because this is like, I don't know. I'm feeling like this is the tippity top of the market.
It sounds like it.
It's the tippity top.
We got to cut out. Here's our thoughts for the day. Michael Phelps said, "You can't put a limit on anything. The more you dream, the further you get." I like that. And when you focus on your problems, you'll have more problems. When you focus on your possibilities, you'll have more opportunities. I like that too. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Hopefully next week the guys will have the answers. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.